Let's see how it goes. It gets hot in here when you close the door. Hey, yeah. Whoa, I turned on the microphone. We're live here on 88.5 KRFY. This is Panhandle Community Radio. We're here for one more hour live from the studio. Although there's people gathering around here to listen to music and socialize, I wouldn't be surprised if there are actually still people here. Even an hour from now, after we're officially calling the open house hours closed. We're here for the end of our membership drive, our spring membership drive, and the only time that we really take over the airwaves and devote them to asking for your support. This will be it. This is the last hour of it there, Amy.
Hey, am I supposed to shake people down for money? Because I'm pretty good at it.
When people come in, you accost them and you say, "What do you got? Anything?"
What's the threat level that I'm allowed? What's the tolerance there? Violence or just general encouragement?
No, general encouragement. We're a friendly community radio station, but we are a nonprofit, and we are funded. More than half of our operations budget just comes from listeners like the people who are tuned in right now. People like Susan and Merlin. Merlin's out there right now. And Grace and Deborah and Amy, as well as Brian and Hannah and Justin. And Chris, people who have donated either time or financially to the radio station during this day that we've kind of devoted to it since 1 o'clock. And I want to thank everybody, including the returning members who have been consistently supporting the station for 15 years now, and especially acknowledge those of you who are new to the station and who have said that this year you're going to become a supporting member, who have decided that this year you will step up and start helping the station stay on the air, because it is hopefully valuable to your life and makes your community happier and healthier.
Does it just warm your heart on a day like today, where you have all this generosity coming in and you see like how much this town in particular is pretty radio friendly?
Yeah.
And they show it with their support.
It does. It does warm my heart. Amy Midstoke, who's here here on microphone number 3. One of our newest community radio station volunteers. We should identify you as well as a new volunteer and a supporter in that way. You're donating your time to the radio station today.
Yeah. My name is Amy Midstock. My pronouns are volunteer and too much. And I'm happy to be here today.
It's wonderful to have you, and it has been, you asked if it warms my heart. It's on a rainy, drizzly kind of day, you never know who's gonna turn up at the radio station or if anyone's gonna come out. It's pretty quiet on First Avenue right now, but not here at the radio station.
No, you've got music out there and the waft of all these pastries.
Yes.
I think if you were telling people that there were pastries, you might have an even bigger crowd in here.
Oh, there are. There are pastries. There's coffee. We're on our second pot of coffee, I think. There are refreshments, beverages, and folks can come on up and help yourself and meet the volunteers who keep this station on the air, like Terry Nobody, who just walked past the doorway. Hi, Terry. And like Amy. Let's introduce our musician.
Yeah, do I get to do that?
You better. Yep.
All right. We are so happy to have Chris Parody here today. Chris and I go way back. Because many years ago, I found his number on a piece of paper at Winter Ridge, which is where you go to find everything from lost cats to new houses and banjo teachers. It seems to me like a little bit of a crapshoot for the banjo teacher, though. So I told Chris that I was a really dedicated student, and for 6 years now or something, he's let me carry that lie. I'm not exactly sure why or if he will continue that after today. Chris is a very accomplished musician and teacher. He plays a lot of different instruments. Today he's got his guitar with us. Chris, do you want to tell us a little bit about what you're going to play today and what you've called your instrument? Does it have a name?
It doesn't have a name. I don't normally name my instruments, but it is a special guitar. I'll tell you about it because it was made here in Sandpoint by Dave and Tony Powell, who own Tone Devil Guitars over on Bronx Ave. And I've had it now for about a year. I love it. It's an amazing instrument. And yeah, I'm happy to play a locally made guitar here.
That's pretty special. You want to bring a song on board right away? You're feeling ready and warmed up?
Let's do it.
Okay, tell us about your song. What's your first song going to be?
I think the first song I'm going to play is a song that I wrote back a long time ago, actually. I tried to dust off some old original songs for today. And this one I think I wrote back in 2011 or 2012, maybe. And it's called Walking in the Rain.
Great. Take it away, friend.
Well, I've been walking, walking in the rain, trying to sort it out. Is there space left? Who will know my name? Can I be without? It's somewhere in there, deep and buried, stirring waters blue as the sea, to find a place that hasn't been seen, and then to show it to you. Well, no use talking, no use talking in the fog, trying to sort it out. Has it passed now? Can I count the grains of sand as they tumble down? It's somewhere in there, deep and buried, stirring waters blue as the sea, to find a place that hasn't been seen, and then to show it to you. Stumbling, stumbling through the rain, trying to sort it out. Is there space left? Who will know my name? Can I be without? It's somewhere in there, deep and buried, stirring waters blue as the sea, to find a place that hasn't been seen, then to show it to you.
Thank you.
Chris Parody is here. You're listening to 88.5 KRFY, and we are live in the studio with our fourth musician of the day. Chris, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
And Amy Midstoke is here. I'm Jack Peterson, and Amy and is talking now to her. your banjo. What you're the banjo player, and he's the.
My banjo teacher, and I should say, like, I've tried to learn music before, and I literally got fired from every teacher that I've ever worked with because I'm that bad. I'm just that bad. But Chris is either really poor or just a tireless optimist over here. I want to ask you, Chris, about that song. It's a beautiful love song, and I was pretty sure that it was about your cat. Chris loves his cat. They have a pretty special relationship, and I would like to know, how many songs have you written about your cat?
Well, all of my recent songs are probably somewhat about my cat, although most of them are instrumentals. So I have a lot of instrumental songs that I've written, and then I have a lot of working titles that often involve Melba, and then they get changed later on.
There's one that I love that you play on the banjo, and I think it's about a cat on the roof.
Cat on the Roof, that's a true story. That's a true story. That was, I was living in Western Massachusetts at the time, renting a little cabin out there, living with Melba, and we were hanging out one day. She was outside, and I was inside the house, and I saw something large in my periphery move outside, and my mind thought, that's funny, none of my neighbors have a dog. And I looked out, and there was a bobcat walking by. And so I rushed outside, and the bobcat spooked and ran off, and I was nervously calling to Melba, wondering where she was, and I heard her meowing at me, and when I finally found her, she was on top of the roof. She had climbed up an oak tree and climbed onto the roof of the cabin to safety, and that's where that title came from.
That's a good story. I didn't know that. I do know the song. What are you going to play for us next?
I think the next one I'm going to play is a song also written around that same time period, and it was co-written with a friend of mine, Lex Cook, who now lives down in North San Juan, California. She fronts a band down there called Awkward Pocket, so be on the lookout for Awkward Pocket. But we wrote this song together, and it's about the Pacific Garbage Patch running away and living off the land. It's called Trash Island, and I think my mom is listening, so I have to say, Mom, this song is for you, because I feel like my mom's asked me to play this song a lot. I used to play it a lot back in the day, and then I got kind of grumpy about it, and when people had asked me to play it, I wouldn't play it. So this is going to be the first time I played this one in a long time, so Mom, this is for you if you're listening.
For Chris's mom, what's your mom's name?
Her name's Karen.
Hi, Karen. Your son is doing a great job today.
Oh, and real quick before I push back, or before I play this one, I have to push back a little bit on what Amy said about her banjo journey and her music life in general. She has really turned a corner recently, and it has never been because she hasn't had the ability, but recently she's really committed to practicing every day, that's just the key thing. Doesn't matter what I show any student, if they don't practice every day, they're not going to get there, and we're on an amazing part of our journey now that Amy's been really committed over these past months.
So this I just is have so to strange.
Push back a little bit
against
your description.
Yeah, practice makes a difference.
Yeah, it really does. All right, here's Trash
Island.
All right,
take
Island.
It
well, think today's the day when I just pack up all my stuff and say goodbye to nobody at all. I look around for things to bring but cannot seem to find a thing important, don't need it anymore. I'm off in search of solid ground across the sea, the world around. I cannot fail, my boat is made of duct tape and foam. Through raging waves I journey far and feel a wind that's pushing me to places no one else is mine. a soft hum far away at sea. Trash Island, it calls out to me. Through eons, life shifts and circles round. Not here, I stand on solid ground. A soft hum far away at sea. Trash Island, it calls out to me. Through eons, life shifts and circles round. Not here, where feet touch solid ground. Now I've got so many things that people didn't seem to need, who'd rather just buy more to throw away. A house made out of soda cans and newspapers and rubber bands. Old yellow pages line my driveway. I've even started gardening out back. It's small but growing things. The 2 liters should be in bloom by spring. I'll shower in my soda fountains, run carefree on top this mountain made of refuse I've embraced. A soft hum far away at sea. Trash Island, it calls out to me. Through eons, life shifts and circles round. Not here, I stand on solid ground. A soft hum far away at sea. Trash Island, it calls out to me. Through eons, life shifts and circles round. Not here, where feet touch solid ground. Not here, where feet touch solid ground. Not here.
Thanks, everybody.
That was great. How many songs of yours are instrumental versus vocal?
Maybe 50-50, 60-40, somewhere in that range.
Yeah.
Yeah, nowadays, a lot of times, probably in the 50-50 range, I would say.
How many songs do you write about your mom that will make her donate to the radio station right now?
Well, I don't know if I've written any songs specifically about her, but that's one of her favorites. So if we're going to get her, it's going to be on Trash Island.
Perfect. Good job. Good job. Thanks for putting one in for the team there.
The phone number, Karen, is 208-265-2992 if you wanted to become a member today. I just wanted to say that. In case. Well, just in case.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah. And for anyone else who's listening right now, today's the day.
Yeah, that's true.
So is every other day. But today is an especially special day because all of our local artists are coming, taking their time to support the radio.
It's true. Chris Paradis is our guest right now. And what are you going to play next? I guess, Amy, did you have another question you wanted to ask him before?
I have so many questions for Chris. Okay. He's in the hot seat today, and I'm very excited because usually it's different. I sit there and resist whatever he tells me to do, and now if he does that, he'll look kind of bad, even though he's only on the radio. Nobody can see him, which is probably to my benefit today. I have some questions about what is like the hardest song you've ever learned. You've been playing for so long and you play so many instruments. What do you feel like has been really difficult for you to overcome as a musician in a particular song?
Well, one of my interests, a time period of music that I love, is ragtime and early jazz. So one song that I've just struggled to play for years, but I love it and I keep trying to play it as The Entertainer by Scott Joplin, which, you know, most people know that. If they don't know it by the name, as soon as you hear it, you would know it. And then I've also tried some really foolhardy things. Like, for instance, I tried to learn Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin at one point, and I completely gave up after a while. And then I was both inspired, deeply inspired, and a little dejected when one of my musical heroes, Bela Fleck, recently performed it on the banjo, which was utterly incredible. I actually got to see him play that live a couple times this summer. And yeah, it was, like I said, it was deeply inspiring and a little defeating at the same time. But usually when I get into that stuff, that's some tough things to play. A little bit later, I don't think for the next one, but I'm going to play something that's maybe we could say it's ragtime adjacent.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Do you prefer playing the banjo or the guitar?
I usually say whatever instrument I'm playing at that moment is my favorite instrument. I actually think that's pretty true because, you know, right now I've got the guitar in my hands and I think to myself, oh, I love playing the guitar. But if I'm at home and you put the banjo in my hands, I'll say, oh, you know, I think the banjo is my favorite instrument. And if you put the mandolin in my hands or get me at the drum set, whatever it is, I just, in the moment, I'm going to love that thing so much that I'm probably going to feel like it's my favorite.
Who's your favorite student?
Well, tough to pick favorites. I have a lot of great students. I know there's a few of my favorites here right now. I'll say that. Yeah, because I saw a couple other students wandering around out there.
Yeah, you've got a whole fan club out here today. What are you going to play for us next? What do you feel like entertaining us with?
I think for the next one, I'm going to play maybe one of my newer songs. So those two were from back around 2012 or so. This next one
and that was it.
Mm-hmm. Were you going to play Rhapsody in Blue on the banjo?
I was trying on the guitar actually.
On guitar.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was something that it was possible to do. I'm familiar with the work. I've heard it as you can hear the full orchestra play it, or you can hear it. I've heard it on a piano, I think, but I don't think I've ever heard a guitar or just a stringed instrument playing.
Yeah, it did feel like it might be the beginning of the journey into arthritis if I kept trying to play it.
Yeah.
But it made me even more amazed that Bela Fleck did it on the banjo, because the banjo has a more limited range than the guitar. But did it in the most excellent fashion.
Well, Bela Fleck, yeah, you do expect a certain, you know, the man can do anything.
Now you've got to put it on the playlist for later.
I'm going to have to track it down, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe much later so it doesn't make Chris look bad.
Yeah. We'll play the banjo version, though. It won't be. Chris is playing the guitar today. And you're listening to 88.5 KRFY. We're live in the studio. And we got a Chris Parody original coming up next.
Yeah, so this one was on an album I recorded, I think, in 2023 or 2024 called Way Up Yonder, which you can listen to it on all the streaming services. When I release music on the streaming services, it's under the moniker Waterhouse. So if you want to find me on there, look for Waterhouse. And this song's the title track from that album, Way Up Yonder. It's a long and a sad and a grim and a twisted tale. They say the truth is out there, but it isn't for sale. That's all right anyway. I'll believe anything, at least for a day. Believe
anything. I'm gonna tell you a story about the earth and the sky. And we're all gonna live, and we're all gonna die. Gonna tell you a story, it's gonna work out so well. Gonna lead you to heaven, but take you through hell. That's all right anyway. I'll go anywhere, at least for a day. Give you a story, fill in the holes. Gonna make you and break you and take you and use up your soul. Give you a story, lift up the veil. Shatter illusions down to the micro scale. That's all right anyway. Hold on to something, at least for a day. That's all right anyway. I'll hold on to something.
Thank you, Chris. How I was thinking while you were playing, like, what a gift it is that we in this little town have this artsy radio station. What a resource that is for everyone listening and beyond. And I was thinking about, like, when we were growing up and radio, we didn't have streaming. So radio was our streaming. Oh, God, man, we had to listen to Whitney Houston way more than I wanted to. And I was wondering, like, how has radio when you were growing up, how did it influence you as a musician? Was it your lifeline, your inspiration? I'm curious.
Yeah, it was pretty big, actually, now that I think of it. You know, I had a great group of friends in middle school and high school. We were all playing instruments, and we were really into music together. And we started out, you know, really listening to a ton of things on rock, classic rock, radio, things like that. And then of course, the Napster thing came along, and that kind of changed things a little bit, got us, you know, downloading stuff in our room. But I have a lot of memories of listening to the radio with friends, and especially on the bus ride home from school was another really key. There was kind of an ongoing war on the bus between whether we were going to listen to the rock station or the more kind of like hip-hop pop station. And that was a, you know, very important battle that was waged throughout the school years. But yeah, I still think about some of the songs that, you know, there's these random one-off hits from the 90s that are still really rattling around in my consciousness from that time. So yeah, radio was a pretty big thing for us. And then, you know, that would also kind of send us to the CD store, to Newbery Comics and Borders Books and places like that. Spent so much money on CDs.
I saw this thing recently that said we're all so angry because we had to buy records and cassettes and then CDs, and now we have to pay for streaming and new records because records are back in.
Records are back, yeah.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. In fact, I need to raid your collection later. I think you have a giveaway pile that I threatened to get my hands on last time.
We have some records here. I'm trying to convince Dr. Healy, who runs the KRFY CD sale during Crazy Days in July, that we should also sell records because we have some, right?
Yeah.
But he doesn't want to schlep them up and down the stairs.
I'll help schlep.
Okay, Amy will help schlep.
Yeah, I'll help schlep as long as I get, I don't know, like a Pink Floyd or something out of that.
Yeah, you can probably get, yeah.
Yeah.
You could get.
I just don't want any Neil Diamond. There's probably like 400 Neil Diamonds in there.
Yeah. No, we can, I think we can arrange for Dark Side of the Moon. to find its way into your collection. I don't know. Yeah. The Wall is a double album, so maybe not.
I have both of those. We're going to have to get more creative than that.
All right, fine.
Chris, what do you want to play? You got another song?
Yeah, yeah. I think this next one, I just have to change a couple strings tunings here.
But you can do that while you're talking, as I know.
I can, yeah.
Okay, Chris is going to tune. I'm going to give the phone number again, 208-265-2992. It has been a really great, successful drive for us and a really great, successful day. So we're just grateful for everybody who has already donated. And if there is anyone out there who was just waiting for the last possible minute, then that's pretty much now. We're getting.
Do we need to call any names? Do you like get a donor list that's like, hey, we haven't seen this person, and Bob hasn't sent us any money yet?
No. Well, you know what? I mean, honestly, Amy, I would say the people on our donor list are consistently, you know, responsible donors. We get donations from a lot of the same people again and again every year, and the people that I would really like to reach out to are the people whose names are not yet on that list.
Mm. The are regular they listeners. To the radio?
If you're listening to the radio station right now, and you were kind of thinking that it was something that it didn't require funding, that we got it from someplace else, that taxes paid for this radio station or something like that, you'd be mistaken.
If you like listening to the radio and you like getting thank you cards.
Mm-hmm.
Today is your day.
Yes, we'll send you a thank you card. And actually, for a donate, if you become a sustaining member at $10 a month or more, you get a t-shirt today. That's a little pledge drive special.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
What does the t-shirt say?
It says Panhandle Community Radio.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Would somebody bring over a t-shirt and we can read everything that's on it?
Yeah, we need to talk about how it's great these t-shirts are.
It's in black. All the KRFY t-shirts have always been in black, but now we have ladies' sizes in sort of a dark charcoal heather gray.
Okay.
Very fashionable.
What? How was that decision made?
The gray?
Yeah.
I don't know.
She wanted a different color.
Jane Hoover wanted it in gray. Okay. But they both say the same thing. We're looking at the back of it now. Panhandle Community Radio, KRFY 88.5, that familiar logo. Listener-supported, commercial-free, independent. Established 2011, Sandpoint, Idaho. And on the front, a smaller version of the familiar KRFY logo.
And a champion of media in our small town.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, that shirt can be yours. As I said, it'd be a donation of a $10 a month sustaining donation gets you that t-shirt, or if you're more of a one-time donor, then an equivalent, you know, an equivalent donation.
Do you want to do the math on that?
I don't.
Okay. It's been a long day in here. We're done mathing. We just want to eat
cookies
and listen to music.
Any generous one-time donation gets you a t-shirt as well. It does it. I'm not going to put a figure on it, you know.
How much does it cost to be able to make song requests?
That is a $5 recurring donation gets you a song request.
Perfect.
Right now.
Right now. All right. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to call in and ask for that Rhapsody in Blue.
That's right. Mm-hmm. For $50, Chris Parody will attempt
Give
Rhapsody in Blue.
Give himself arthritis today.
Mm-hmm. Never should have mentioned it.
All right. Are you ready to play, friend?
Yeah. Yeah. So this one is a medley. It's a three-song medley, and it's a tribute to a musician who's had a huge influence on me, Jeff Bartley, who I know from my days back in Massachusetts. I met him playing at his fantastic open mic, the best open mic I've ever been to, at the Cantab Lounge in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He ran it for 20 years or so, and unfortunately it was one of those things that got killed by COVID, basically. That was the end of that open mic. But it was an amazing open mic. I met a lot of great friends and musicians there. And the first time I heard Jeff play guitar, it was like a bright, shining light of, I want to sound like that when I heard him play. And I've had a lot of guitar teachers over the years, but I took maybe 4 lessons with Jeff, and I feel like I got more out of those 4 lessons than really all the rest combined. So yeah, he's been a great musical mentor for me. These first 2 songs are compositions of his. The first one is called Lemonade, and this is the one that is going to maybe have a little bit of that ragtime feel to it. The second one is called Trickle Down Theory, Those are both instrumentals of Jeff's. The third song I learned through Jeff, but it's originally by a Canadian musician, Morgan Davis, and that one's called Sure As You Live.
You live, sure you gonna die. Shows you live, sure you gonna die. You'll be gone some old by and by. Sure they'll take away. some old day. If you stand, we'll try to cut you down. If you stand, we'll try to cut you down. Show resistance, don't let them dog you around. Will break. If you love, sure your heart will break. Well, that's all right now, people. That's a chance you've got to take.
We didn't even have to like play with the instruments. He just made it quieter on his own.
He did it all by himself. I didn't have to fade him down.
Happened.
Yeah, I didn't touch anything here. He just kind of
was like
quieter.
One of my favorite endings.
I can see why. I can see why you wanted this man to be your teacher. Yeah, he's great. What do we have a visitor from the other room.
I want to announce the phone call I took. If I may, please.
Oh, please come here. Come here. Use my microphone, Pam.
It's the only phone call I have taken all day. Well, I didn't get here all day.
Okay. Pam is here, a regular radio station volunteer. Pam just took a phone call, and she wants to credit the person who called.
I would like to credit Donna Kuchar for her $200 donation.
Well.
She wants a T-shirt and a tax-deductible receipt, and I said we could do that.
Sure thing.
I have her address.
Okay.
She had quite a story to share. She listens first thing in the morning.
Good.
She has her favorite shows. Jim's Grateful Dead show was one of her specials, and she likes most all of the programs.
Well, thank you, Donna.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
That's wonderful.
That's all.
Thanks very much, Donna. Thank you, Pam, for taking the phone calls today. And thanks to everybody else who called in or walked in off the street today during our open house. We haven't finished our jingle contest. Have you been playing along at home, Amy? You've been listening to the jingle contest? Did you come up with one?
God help you. if I have to do that. I did want to ask you, I heard you call the phone number, but if people, you know, like don't have a phone, but they have the internet, how can they make a donation that way?
They can't. But sorry, you threw me for a loop there with this person who has the internet but not the telephone. It's possible. Sure it is. Go to krfy.org/donate. That'll take you right to the page. Or if you just find our homepage, krfy.org, the link is pretty prominent to find the donation button. And those donations also go towards, I mean, they all go to the same place. And if we see one pop up that says... you know, that they want a T-shirt or something like that, we will make sure, if we get a message from you saying that you made a donation, you want a T-shirt, we'll make sure that you get one.
And a tax-deductible receipt.
And a tax-deductible receipt. That's fine. Absolutely. Because this is, after all, a nonprofit, and it's a non-commercial radio station, and your donation is tax deductible. Chris Paradis is here, has been here. Our time grows short, and I do have these three jingles that I want to play.
Is Chris going to do some jingles too?
Do you want to? Chris, do you want to do one?
I can do a jingle.
Yeah. You want to hear the competition first?
Sure.
Okay, here. Let's listen to a couple of the other jingles that have been submitted over the course of this week. The winner to be announced today before 5 o'clock, within the next 15 minutes. Here's Russ's contribution. Here we go. Everybody, listen up.
'Twas the sandpoint of 21-1 when the townsfolk demanded more fun. FM station, they cried, call it KRFY, and we'll give it all of our funds.
There's Russ with a little somewhat rhyming poem.
An 8.6 on that one. Russ's jingle over here.
Okay. Now this one, we did have a musician in the studio on Wednesday who came up with this one. This one is from Jatiel Lund. Let's see what we think about this.
You ready?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a cool and handsome guy. I got my radio tuned to 88.5. I'm listening to KRFY every night.
That's great. Yeah, okay, that was Jatiel Lund's jingle. Short and sweet was that one. Okay, now this was a real highlight. The events committee was here on Tuesday night, and Carrie, I think, you didn't write this, and you were not here. Carrie Kresge was ill, unfortunately, and didn't get to sing along, but they... Julie Calamine wrote it, and they all sang a cappella. Here's the KRFY Events Committee singing on Tuesday night.
My station has initials, they are KRFY. My station has a mission to inform, we try and try. I love to listen every day, and if you ask me why, I'll say that community radio has a way of bringing joy to every day.
Yay!
KRFY!
Woo-wee!
Well, there you go. That one's pretty good. How do we rank that one? Judges?
Well, I feel like there's a little bit of pressure because I don't know who else gets to vote, and I don't want to be the only person carrying this. We got Chris in the room still. I did have a question about Jatiel. Is he the kid who did the Ski Bum song at the Christmas show?
That's Jatiel, yeah. That's right.
Okay. Yep. Just clarifying there. Mm-hmm. Chris, what do you think? You got something like ad hoc that
yeah,
quick?
Yeah, I'm just gonna try something here. I didn't prepare a jingle, but
improv show yeah. Now.
I think I'm feeling something. Let's see. KRF and the Y. KRF Y 88.5. KRF and the Y. Wish I was on KRFY hearing all those darn good tunes.
There we go.
Oh, man, Jack, I don't know how you're going to come up with a decision on that.
No, that's a good one. Okay. Well, we'll take a quick poll here of the folks still remaining at our open house, and we'll come back and decide who won the jingle contest. Chris, that was a very strong entry.
Last minute ad hoc. While you guys are deciding, do you have to run anything, or can I ask Chris about his next gigs?
Yeah, sure. It's community radio, Amy.
We can say whatever we want except for the bad words. Chris,
right.
What are you doing next?
Well, I can tell you one thing for sure, is that April 11th, I'm playing at Smokesmith Barbecue. And that's a special one that I want to promote because I'm going to be playing with Psycho Jungle Cat, which is a band that I'm in, playing with two of my talented young students. And we'll be playing some of our original material there as Psycho Jungle Cat. So Kai Gonzalez will be on electric guitar. Max Allen will be on bass, and I'll be playing drums. So that's April 11th at Smokesmith.
What time?
Then, that's going to be 6 to 8. And I know I have a gig on April 10th, but I can't remember where.
And you'll be playing at my house on Thursday.
IPA, Matchwood, McDuff's, someplace that sells beer.
Okay. It goes together well.
Yeah.
That goes together well.
Okay.
All right. What did you come up with? You
got a Psycho Jungle Cat. A winner? I don't have a winner right now. I'll let you know.
Oh, we got to take a poll. Okay.
Yeah, we got. I'll run out there and take the quick poll. I don't know. Brian Jacobs is here as well. What do we think? Is it Chris? You've overperformed here. We didn't ask you for more than half an hour, and here we are at about 50 minutes.
If we're doing technical judging, there has to be an element of exponential increase in scoring for Chris's, like, off the cuff, no performance. Like, hey, here you are. Let's do this.
Yeah.
And he did it. I was sweating when he started. I'm like, I don't know how this happens. So that high marks for that. We'll come up with a final tally and let the listeners know.
Yeah. It may end up being a tie. There were a few really choice ones, I thought.
I don't remember hearing the Monday Night Crew, Jack.
I didn't. It's written on the back of the sheet there. Would you pull that out?
There's a lot of thumbtacks.
I know. Yeah.
I don't know what to do. It's falling apart at the last.
Brian's pulling out about 8 thumbtacks to get this sheet of paper that was very securely fastened to the big board, and on the back we have a poem. I think right. Monday. What have we here?
All right, live radio, everybody.
Okay, here we go.
All right, I want to give some credit to Hannah Combs, who was carrying the team of Jack Peterson and Brian Jacobs and herself on Monday evening. Anyway, I'm going to read Hannah's submission here. On Mondays, there's nothing to fear. Island, you'd be happy to hear. Inland Island, excuse me, I can't even do this right. Long day. Inland Island, you'd be happy to hear. With Beast and the Priest, it's a veritable feast on KRFY for your lucky ears.
It's a good one. It's very solid. You're absolutely right.
We expect no less from Hannah.
No, Hannah's a talent. Now, hers was very Monday specific, and the rest have been much more general, KRFY appropriate. So I don't, you know, I don't know if that's a.
Yeah, that's probably gonna. There's probably gonna be a deduction there. Not because of the lack of creativity, because Hannah killed it for us. Because Jack and I were drawing complete blanks there. Sorry, Chris Bessler, your AI companion, morning show oriented, probably not going to take home gold today because it's too specific. So
that's right. Yeah, that would be much more of a kind of a morning show intro theme than a generic KRFY ident.
So sound out of place. I think the top three are going to come down to three special guests that we had. The one sitting to my right now on Chris Parody. Jatil Lund, that's got to get a good nod in there. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the lovely Anna Moss, who came in and joined us on Thursday.
I agree. I would be comfortable calling it a three-way tie, a dead heat for number one there.
I think that's right. You know what?
Although, Terry's, the spirit that Terry delivered his with, though, was pretty... It was pretty good. I don't know if he's still out there.
Oh, there he is. He just fell on the floor.
Okay. Oh, there he is. Okay. okay.
Keep it together.
It's almost 5 o'clock here, and it's been a. We're all getting a little loopy after a big open house kind of a day.
Yeah. How many cups of coffee have you had today? All of them.
All of them. Yeah. I don't know. Chris, I don't know. Is there anything else we can do for you? Or you want to play one more song? Do you have one more song in you?
Yeah, I can play one more.
Okay, we'll do one more Chris Parody song. That should take us about to 5 o'clock. Amy, more words from you.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. It's always nice to welcome a new volunteer broadcaster. Amy took the training in January, and now you're going to put on a show at some point. Right?
Yeah, you should ask the readers. I'm curious.
Listeners. We have listeners.
Sorry, as a writer, I'm like thinking about readers all the time. Yeah. I want to know what the listeners want as a show, because I would love to sit here and talk about community members, have people like Chris on all the time, chit chat, find out about their pets and strange stories.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly I like to dive deeply into people's personal vulnerabilities. So I want a list of who I should interview.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's it, listeners. Tell me what kind of radio show you want. Then I will over-caffeinate and perform.
Perfect.
But now we get to listen to Chris.
Chris Parody, one more time, bringing us home. Thanks for being here for the KRFY Open House. This has been a real treat.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. It's been a pleasure to be a part of it and get to play. So this last song I want to play, this is another original song. And it's about a whole wide array of subjects. Heartbreak, being stood up, biblical plagues, and the size of the observable universe. And I call it the relative size. Tell myself I shouldn't care. Long overdue. Can't you feel the night? Drink the wine. Feel all right. Whoa. Spins filled to the brim with folks like her and folks like him. But who is she? What is he? Why am I? When will we see some twisted game? The fix is in, mostly lose and sometimes win. But keep in mind the relative size. In the park, late at night, thinking hard, but feeling light. Upon the earth, a plague of locusts fly. Makes me wonder, makes me sigh. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, the earth that spins filled to the brim with folks like her and folks like him. But who is she? What is he? Why am I? When will we see some twisted game? The fix is in, mostly lose and sometimes win. But keep in mind the relative size. Coming back now, it's coming back around again. It's coming back now, coming back and dropping back down. It's dropping down now, dropping down and spinning around. It's dropping down now, dropping down. You won't hear a sound, it'll pick you up now. Pick you up and float you around. It'll pick you up now, pick you up. You'll soon meet the ground, you'll meet the ground now. Meet the ground, it'll shake you around. Meet the ground now, meet the ground and glimpse what's not found. It's rolling further, further than we'll ever know. It's rolling further, further till we really can't tell.
and we're just roaming, roaming through the vastness of space, a pine needle in a never-ending landscape.
This is 88.5 KRFY Pondere. Chris Parody, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to we're come to the end now of our open house. Amy Midstock, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
This was fun. I'm glad you did. And we are going to return to our regularly scheduled programming, which right now would be the Show Tunes show. It's time for Footlight Parade. So that's coming up next. Here on 88.5 KRFY. Tune in all next week. Our regular programming will continue, I guess. On Monday, it's the 30th. No special programs, but we will have the jingles. The jingle will begin on Monday morning. And then on Tuesday, tune in for the KRFY morning show with Emily Strizich of the Northern Rockies Trail Project. And in the mayor, Jeremy Grimm, as well as city community planning and development director Jason Welker will be here from the city of Sandpoint talking about the new parking management system on Wednesday morning. And then on Thursday, we got Tim Bangle and maybe Terry Nobody coming in to talk about A Midsummer Night's Dream, which is coming up. And I think we're going to have somebody from the festival at Sandpoint call in, too. It's coming up on the morning show next week at 8 o'clock in the morning. Now here we go, for real, it's time for Footlight Parade.
This is KRFY 88.5 Pondere. This is 88.5 KRFY, community-supported public radio.